WEA Mobile.
To play tennis today in 0TR.
Well, really isn't, but I'm not playing tennis today. I tried to get some people together, but didn't work out to my disappointment. So right now I'm going to go get some dead chicken at Zaxby's. You want me to pick up something for you?
That's what we're having, isn't it, Mom? Huh? What is it, ham and potatoes? Some kind of casserole she's making over there, Dave. So I guess I was wrong. Oh, ho, ho. Well, that sounds good, though.
Whatever she's cooking up for you, it'll probably be better than Zaxby's, but anyway, my wife was, she thawed out some pork chops, but she didn't have them ready, and we got the 2 grand sons here in town, here at the house, so you know, kind of got our hands full. And anyway, so that's what I'm doing. And hey, do you know what's going on this weekend with the with some of the nets? They're calling. I talked to a guy on a submarine, and I talked to a guy in San Diego at the Midway Museum, and seems like I talked to somebody else. But anyway, so it, you know, Memorial Day was last weekend, so is this just something they do every year?
It's D-Day, June 6th.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. Okay, well, that answers that question. Actually, I made these contacts last night, so it was, but I don't, it didn't even occur to me that, cause I even went in and asked my wife, I said, you know, what could it be, you know, and we were talking about it, and, so anyway, yep, golly day, all I can think about is, that they showed pictures of the 30 caliber machine gun that Germans were using that was water cooled, and they said those things would cut you in half. And I tell you, it just made me so mad. I just wanted to go over there and blow them all off the top of the ridge there at Omaha Beach, especially.
With KB4CBA. Yeah, Dave, that's for sure. Well, it's been many years ago, but I used to work one. I think it was called the Pampanito submarine. Is that the one it was?
I'll have to go back in my log and look. It seems like the guy's call was in Pennsylvania. So is there a sub that, I know there's one down in Charleston, but I don't know what the name of it is. It's a real tiny one. And, man, I went down in that thing and I got claustrophobic. I had to come out. I don't see how people do that. I played tennis with a guy that was on a sub and, you know, I just, hats off to him. That's all I can say.
Sure. Yeah, they call those pig boats. That's because they got stinking so bad. I went through one at the Chicago Museum of Science, and it was the one that we captured somewhere down around the Bahamas, and it was the only man of war that was ever captured intact. And those sailors actually, they were scuttling it, and the guys from the ship that got it went down inside and disarmed the scuttle charges and stopped the water from coming in. And boy, they had more guts than a packing house. And it had aborted, Dave. It had the Enigma machine, and they captured it. And they went up the Potomac River with it at first, and then I forget where they went to. There's a big history on it. But I went in that, and when you're walking down through the engine room there, the engines, you can just reach out with both hands and touch them. And can you imagine the diesel smell and the stink and that when they were snorkeling? That would have been a horrible life back during World War II. They're much, much better now.
Hang on a second. Let me see if I can find a good spot here.
102.
Peter.
Oh, about a 5x5, about half and half.
I can't even copy you. I'm getting ready. I'm in a drive-thru.
In 0TR, standing by.
TR, KP4CBA.
Roger, I'm here, Dave. Not for long, though. I gotta get my grub, too, here pretty quick.
I had to stop at Zaxby's. Man, that is a dead spot there. I couldn't even hit the repeater. And it was really bad.
I could hear you there once when you transmitted, and I'm not surprised, right up against the building and that. At times I'm surprised that we don't go through their PA system in those restaurants when we get close. Speaking of submarines, that was my job. I was a submarine warfare operator and ran different types of electronic instruments for the detection of submarines, Dave. And so I had to memorize and know all the different power plants of every submarine in the world and the whole thing about them and anything on their specifications. And it was very interesting, especially when the Soviet Union had the largest fleet in the world back in the 60s. And they've come a long ways now. The nuclear ones are much, much better, but they still are the top 10% of the cream of the crop that they pick for submarine duty, because they're very special people. And I know a great deal about them, put it that way. I'll let you go, Dave. I got to go eat. And Bernice is waiting on me here. So KB4CBA in 0TR 73, Dave. Have a good day.
It's the time. Well, you have a good one, too. Enjoy that supper there. And I'm headed home with mine. Good to talk to you, as always. And we'll talk to you later. N0TR KB4CBA Mobile.